Today, we will continue with vitamins and discussing vitamin B2, aka riboflavin. But before we do, I want to start off with the word of the day. The word for today is atresia, A-T-R-E-S-I-A. Atresia is a term used to describe an absent or closed opening. Pop quiz. True or false? Vitamin B2 is a fat-soluble vitamin. If you guess false, you are correct. Vitamin B2 is a component of flavins FAD and FMN and used as a cofactor for redox reactions. The one that you will need to know for the USMLE is a succinate dehydrogenase reaction in the TCA cycle. This is very high yield. A memorable way to associate riboflavin with the TCA cycle is that it is vitamin B2 and the TCA cycle that renders 2-ATP. Now that we've discussed the function, what would deficiency look like? I always remember this vitamin to cause the two C's. Keloids, which is inflammation of the lips, scaling fissures at the corners of the mouth, and corneal vascularization. Now let's apply this information into a clinical vignette. A 47-year-old homeless man comes to the emergency department due to pins and needles sensation in his legs. He also has a painful lesion on his lips and the corners of his mouth. He has had no loss of consciousness, nausea, vomiting, or diplopia. The patient drinks alcohol heavily on a daily basis and is ill-appearing. His vitals are stable. He has glossitis and angular stomatitis. Abdominal examination reveals hepatomegaly. Laboratory evaluation shows very low urinary riboflavin excretion. Activity of which of the following enzymes is most directly impaired in this patient? A. Alpha-ketoglutarate dehydrogenase. B. Transketolase. C. Succinate dehydrogenase. Or D. Pyruvate dehydrogenase. What is the correct answer? If you chose A, B, or D, you were thinking of reactions that thiamine, vitamin B1, is required for. The correct answer is C, succinate dehydrogenase. The key words to highlight in this vignette are the clinical manifestations including angular stomatitis, which is describing keloids, and remember, keloids is a finding in riboflavin deficiency. That's all we have for today. Please join us back tomorrow for another episode. Remember, you're not alone on the trail. Take it one day at a time and study smart. Do not forget that you've got this. If there is any content that you would like to hear more of, please send us a request to usmletrail@gmail.com. Keep trailing and see you later.